This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want a trap? You want a trap?
Oh, yeah!
Support the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Jon Stewart. A year ago before the election, when we had caravans of 10,000, 20,000, 40,000 heading, smashing down barricades, overrunning Border Patrol, killing Mexican troops, kidnapped children. A third of the kids with them are just kidnapped from Mexican and Guatemalan villages because Border Patrol's told just let them in if they've got a kid. They did DNA testing. A third of the kids were kidnapped. The kids would tell them in Spanish, I live in this village. My mommy, haven't seen her in 2 weeks. Some of the kids are brought back over and over again over the border and then sold back over as another ticket in. They find little babies just dead thrown in the bushes. But that's all local Texas news, local Arizona news. You never see it on the national news because they're covering it up. That's why they censor InfoWars. But they don't want us on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. Because we'll show you Jon Stewart saying none of it exists. And then we'll just show you hours of new footage of it happening. And the conservatives get mad at Trump. And say, do something about it. Well, Trump needed to do something about election fraud. That's how the Democrats got the House. On record, they stole that election, almost stole the Senate. Then they had Blasey Ford get up there and lie on television about being assaulted. Now her lawyer admits it was all done for Roe v. Wade. They're a pack of criminals, in my view. And so, yeah, hold Trump's feet to the fire, I agree. But remember, these Democrats are out of control, and I've got Bloomberg and AP saying they could have Texas go blue by next year because the Democrats have collapsed California, and now all the yuppies are moving here like locusts that just ate California, and now they're going to destroy Texas. Big Bloomberg article yesterday on that. And the average Texan I know is driving around their F-150. I know I am. No, you'll never do that to Texas, boy. California was as conservative as we are in 1980, Jack. By 2024, we're done. They've got the numbers. It's over. Unless all conservatives get up off their asses. And I'm talking about my family, man. I've got some great family. They still have farms and ranches and the whole nine yards. They're just like, it'll never happen. I want to slap them across the table. I want to jump on them. Because if they got involved, if they put their money into fighting this crap, we wouldn't be here. But you know what? They could turn coal up their ass into diamonds. Only thing they give their money to is Walmart that hates this country. I'm telling you, all over East Texas, man, there's wealthy, well-to-do people. They've got helicopters. I know people who've got helicopters. They own parts of huge tech companies. And they go to the Kentucky Derby every year, and they wear their big hats. And, well, they got I'm talking about my family. Other people I know, like, hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, billions. They're all just secure, and they could turn diamonds in the crap. That's what they've done. They're just crapping all over the country. You make me sick. all you stupid so-called Republicans. You're going to destroy this country. You're the enemy. Oh, I can't stand you. In fact, I won't even be around my family anymore. If you don't take action to save this country, then damn you to hell. All of you! We'll be right back.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two. Constitutional lawyer and good talk show host, Robert Barnes. He's going to be in studio with us right in shotgun in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson, always loaded for bear, is going to be here during the fourth hour today, broadcasting worldwide. Okay, let's get right into it. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers in this hour. Specifically, you can talk about whatever you want after you answer my question, but specifically, what do you think about the fact that the 50 state attorney generals led by Texas are filing suit and antitrust investigations of big tech? I say great. They're being coordinated by the attorney general. Trump reportedly is imminently about to take action. What do you think that action should be? That's one of the big topics. I also want to ask you, what do you think about only 165 miles of border wall being built and it being built where existing wall was, but with Swiss cheese? Well, that's what the Border Patrol asked for, but I think there should be more. And Trump's getting all these billions from the Pentagon. Let's see it. But again, isn't it really the Democrats that are blocking that? Because all those conservatives, including you name it, Ann Coulter, are getting mad at the president. Is it really the president dropping the ball? I just want to make sure that the heat goes on who's actually behind it. And also want to get into the New York Times came out in a big report, and they tweeted, praise for Mao Zedong as one of history's greatest revolutionary figures. They also praised Robert Mugabe, who killed tens of thousands of whites, ran millions off, killed millions of black people, devalued their currency to one-billionth of what it was worth. I think it was worse than that, like 1/25 billion or something. It was like 25 billion to one. It was even worse than Weimar Germany. Why does the left love leftist dictators? And again, they're showing you the article at the bottom of Paul's story where they praised it back in 1973. What I really want to show folks is the top story. Dr. McCann, shot, please. Folks watching are going to get confused. We did that last hour. They're going to go, well, that's 1973, the New York Times praising him. We put that in the article to show you David Rockefeller praising and saying this is the model he wants for America to show this isn't something new. But there is a new article right here. New York Times praises mass murdering Mao as one of history's great revolutionary figures. Forced to delete tweet after backlash. We're going to be getting to all of that. John Bolton is out. How good is that news? The warmonger, the guy we know that was leaking to sabotage the peace deals with North Korea, the guy leaking to try to get us into all of these giant wars with Iran and didn't want us out of Syria, didn't want us out of Afghanistan. That's one of Trump's biggest pluses. He's trying to get us out of these countries. Shame on the left not supporting him for that. Shame on you, left. Toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, is a number you can call in on so that we can have you on the show. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. And I still make you sit on hold a long time as we get 20 calls at a time, but I'm getting better about it, so we'll go right to your calls on any of those big, giant subjects. And this subject as well, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big tech story, but it deals with another type of big tech. No, it's not Google, it's not Apple, though they're getting into that business. And Facebook's getting into the health business as well. Remember this headline yesterday? Google is always listening. Now it's watching, too, with the Nest Hub match. No, it's not that story. Apps may tell Facebook about the last time you had sex, study finds. No, it's not that story. It's this story out of the Wall Street Journal. We're going to get into the rest of the story on it, as Paul Harvey would say. Blood tests could help identify troops suffering from PTSD. Now, we've seen a bunch of companies come and go that claim they can tell you if you're prone to cancer or when you're going to get cancer with a blood test. And just like 100 years ago, they came out with lie detectors. And a few decades later, the FBI was, I mean, a decade later, the 20s was founded. And it was a fraud. I mean, it would give you some indicator if somebody was upset about a certain question so you could bluff them into admitting that they lied. It was a good con artist tool, but not accurate to even 80% and easy to get false positives. So a lot of innocent people went to their deaths because of it. Well, we don't need those. We've just got all these so-called diagnostic systems where one machine or one computer tells you magically, pie in the sky. You know, psychology is only 200 years old, developed in Germany, because the Prussians wanted to learn how to make their soldiers act like automatons, was the word they used, the old Greek term. Before they had robots, they had automatons. They already had the idea of a programmed human that didn't have a brain and could be basically told what to do and carry it out like a mindless drone. So the Germans, in the military district of Prussia, the most dominant in the kingdom of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, they wanted robot men. They wanted automatons. And so they created psychology. And then people came along like Sigmund Freud, obsessed with his poo-poo, and then had whole systems obsessed with genitals and poo-poo, and then other people were obsessed with God being dead or life and death, or others were obsessed with staring into the abyss. And Carl Jung was obsessed with archetypes and pre-programs in our brain, which is very accurate. So they were projections onto things that already existed and named real things going on, but that acted like they had invented them. As if bipolar really is a thing, or schizophrenic, it really is a thing. It's a whole bunch of things. Are they poisoned? Are they genetically inbred? Are they really being influenced by something? You know, is it a spirit? Is it a dimensional program? Why are the archetypes so strong, even beyond what's in our genetics? There's an interface. And they all know this, and so psychiatry became a tool of oppression. Well, now they've got all these diagnostic robots and machines that tell you things. And they keep coming out with these, and the companies make tens of billions in the stock market, and then quietly they collapse because they're frauds. Because any real expert will tell you there's a lot of mitigating things, schools of thoughts, overlaying systems. Real experts will usually tell you, I don't know, or it depends on it. There's other facets that tie into it, not just here it is. So first off, they name it post-traumatic stress disorder. And certainly some people get in enough fights and enough things that their brain re-gears to crises and they get very aggressive very quickly. And people can get shell-shocked. They can get traumatized. But to say they've got a blood test for PTSD that a company has, and then they say, well, if you got PTSD, you shouldn't be in the military or you shouldn't be able to own a gun. And now if you want to be politically targeted, well, they go in for the diagnostic machine. They preset it so that when they do the test, which is a fraud to begin with, in my view, now they can take your guns. And that's actually what, if you read through the HARPA program, through DARPA, being set up by two former Obama administration officials and pitched to Trump by Ivanka, they say with blood tests and brain scans and diagnostics and Fitbits and iPhones and iWatches and Droids and Google Assist and Google Nest and Alexa, Amazon, that they're listening and will know microaggressions and anger and voice and put it into a scoring for a psychological social score to decide whether or not you can own a gun or what your insurance is going to be. Why would anyone let a multinational corporation's ally with China have devices listening and watching you in your home? Well, now it's our troops first who are held captive and who we are told don't have rights, which they do. You have a vaccine or if something's experimental, the military can't force you to have it. And courts have ruled that. But they lie to the troops, tell them to do it. And then they experiment on them with anthrax shots that kill a bunch, you name it. Anthrax can live 20,000 years in the ground. You can't microwave it or radiate it and get rid of it. There's no way to attenuate it. I had medical doctors on for the Pentagon back in the 90s and back in the 2000s. They did two rounds and killed tens of thousands of troops, including officers that took it, because anthrax is a microscopic plant family spore that basically can only be killed if you dissect it. And it's microscopic. You have to cut it in half. It's a zombie cell. I haven't gotten there yet, though. Understand, I'm going to get to this article on your calls. They're saying that if we say with a blood test that you've got PTSD, because there's certain chemicals in the body associated with people that have been in high-stress situations, then we're going to take your guns. When anybody will tell you, anybody that's been through a lot of crises and a lot of trauma, who didn't become victims but overcame it, became even stronger, but do have those chemicals in your body of accelerated aggression.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You can't be afraid of words that speak the truth, even if it's an unpleasant truth, like the fact that there's a bigot and a racist in every living room on every street corner in this country. I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms or euphemistic language. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. And it gets worse with every generation. For some reason, it just keeps getting worse. I'll give you an example of that. There's a condition in combat. Most people know about it. It's when a fighting person's nervous system has been stressed to its absolute peak and maximum, can't take any more input. The nervous system has either snapped or is about to snap. In the First World War, that condition was called shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language. Two syllables. Shell shock. Almost sounds like the guns themselves. That was 70 years ago. Then a whole generation went by, and the Second World War came along, and the very same combat condition was called battle fatigue. Four syllables now. Takes a little longer to say. Doesn't seem to hurt as much. Fatigue is a nicer word than shock. Shell shock. Battle fatigue. Then we had the war in Korea in 1950. Madison Avenue was riding high by that time. And the very same combat condition was called operational exhaustion. Hey, we're up to eight syllables now. And the humanity has been squeezed completely out of the phrase. It's totally sterile now. Operational exhaustion. Sounds like something that might happen to your car. Then, of course, came the war in Vietnam, which has only been over for about 16 or 17 years. And thanks to the lies and deceit surrounding that war, I guess it's no surprise that the very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. Still eight syllables, but we've added a hyphen. And the pain is completely buried under jargon. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I'll bet you, if we'd have still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time. I'll bet you.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
But now, ladies and gentlemen, now we're in the position where if people have been hurt in combat or they've been traumatized, we're going to statistically say, take the veterans' guns. It was Bill Clinton, before he left office, took the guns from hundreds of thousands of veterans because they had PTSD but hadn't threatened anybody. And again, PTSD, I think, is quantifiable. It's a whole group of syndromes and problems and people that are burnout or hurt or who've been exhausted or who have short fuses. But statistically, veterans commit very low numbers of crimes. Statistically, the NRA members have never committed a mass shooting, but they've been listed as terrorists by the government of San Francisco. And the Democratic Party at the national level says they want the NRA banned. They want the NRA to lose their credit cards and their ability to process money. And I can tell you InfoWars is in the same position. They've taken a bunch of our bank accounts. They've taken a bunch of our merchant accounts. We were down to one merchant account last year. It would have had to shut down. Now we've got some backups. We have to pay a higher percentage on them. Because G2 out of Boston, a financial group with ties to the CIA, said in reports, secret reports to banks we got copies of, that we have perfect credit. The best you can get financial credit as a company. Free speech systems. But we have a hate designation. So on a scale of 1 to 10, we're an 8.5 in the area of drug dealers in foreign governments like Iran. Invisible secret sanctions on veterans, on gun owners, on police officers. Retired police officers are being targeted. Anybody that will challenge a globalist takeover of this country, anybody they think is loyal to the United States of America and to their own hide, their own common sense, anybody that doesn't want AOC's Green Deal that will bankrupt the nation, and Joe Biden trying to one-up all of it, and saying, I'll get rid of all fossil fuels. That's 80 plus. It's almost 81%, if you look at the numbers nationwide. 80% of the energy is from oil, natural gas, or coal. Less than 20% is from hydroelectric and wind power and thermal. From the earth. Volcanic. Think about that. And China is even more on fossil fuels than we are. Of course, nuclear. Don't forget that, nuclear. Now, what is it? France is like 60% nuclear? And they've always got leaks going on? Something like 90% of reactors are leaking, CBS News reports around the world? Oh, but we can't have our fossil fuels that are so damn clean now. We have, for 20 years, coal plants that nothing comes out of them but water vapor and carbon dioxide. And they know you won't believe water's poisonous. So they said, oh, the toxic waste. And Obama passed laws and regulations that carbon dioxide's a poison. And they put a tax on it. And they shut down more than 5,000 plants. And your energy prices went up, didn't they? Way up. They doubled many areas. And what did Biden say 2 days ago? I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuel, but only for America. Foreign enemies couldn't do anything close to that, ever. And it should make you mad. And, you know, our number one victory in InfoWars, we want to break them up with your calls, is that we have earnest, we're upset, we're focused, and we're out of our comfort zones, and we're agitated, and we're waking other people up to get upset and do something about it. Our ass is in the dirt, in the mud, up to its assholes, but we can get together, get pissed, and drag this car out with human power out of the mud. We've got the power easily, but we've got to have the will to take action. We're going to go to break, come back with your phone calls, and get into Bolton and why he resigned, and the latest on InfoWars.com, Kit Daniels' report. Bolton resigns over leaks to the press in addition to war advocacy. We're going to go to break, but I want to tell listeners we're about to have to end the special on the latest product, Super Silver Skin Cream, that is less than half the price of the Super Silver Wound Gel. But they had to go through FDA approval for over-the-counter, the big national company that lets us private label. We had the idea over a year ago to put out skin cream with hyaluronic acid, vitamin A, and other key things that are known to be good for the skin with the Nano Salt Silver patented, the best that's out there that's in hospitals, you name it. But because you have to go through all the approval and stuff for over-the-counter and to be seen as a drug like the Super Silver Wound Gel that we also sell, we can sell it for less than half the price because it doesn't cost us $13, $14 a bottle. It costs us, for the big tubes, $6, $7. It costs us for the little tubes, $3. We're selling you the little tubes for $7 and change, the big tubes for $14 and change. Nobody can top this. Little bottles of hyaluronic acid, so good for your skin. Women buy it for $20, little bitty tubes. I was asking my wife. I went to Ulta last night to check it. I forgot to bring the tubes on air to show you, but the $20 little tubes. This has the hyaluronic acid, so good for your skin, the best silver there is, and a bunch of vitamins, and there's big old tubes of it for $14. We got to sell a lot to fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there. Get it. I'm not metrosexual. I want to take care of my skin, damn it. So let's become metrosexual. I'm joking.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Remember, in literal defiance of globalist decrees and criminal members of the House and Senate, like Wyden and Blumenthal demanding that we be removed from the internet. We are still on the air on hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations, and streaming to millions of people at Infowars.com/show. Thanks to you and your support. I salute you and I thank you, but always remember that. They want us silenced so that we can't challenge their lies in the future because they know everything they're doing is coming out. Our credibility is stratospheric, and they can't stop it. So they don't know what to do. I'm in your hands. Thank you. We're in each other's hands. All right, let's race through calls here. John and Zach and Misty and Lori and Tad and Joshua and Casey and Matt. And then that'll be it for calls, so nobody has to hold. But I'm getting to everybody before Robert Barnes joins us in studio. We're going to have open the phones up later this week for 2 hours to ask your legal questions of Barnes, who's also a historian. And let me tell you, a smart guy. Because a lot of people have more knowledge than I do on specific areas. When it comes to large general knowledge, I have quite a bit of knowledge. Now, sometimes I kind of flip facts around or get things wrong. We all make mistakes. But I shoot from the hip sometimes. But Barnes is a smart guy. And we've got some big announcements. We're going to file suit Thursday on some globalists. Some other big lawsuits are coming next week. And you can see people are fighting back. The NRA's filed suit against San Francisco for listing them as a terrorist organization. MSNBC's being sued by One American News for saying they're Russian agents. You know what happens when the media says you're a Russian agent? G2 out of Boston puts you down as a Russian agent. And you lose your job. Of course, it's from the left that claim McCarthy came after them. McCarthy didn't do one-tenth of what they've done. And they were actually communist on the Russian payroll. These people make me sick. Okay, John in Michigan, you're on the air about Bolton stepping down. Who will his replacement be? Bernie Sanders and the left praising Mao Zedong and other dictators like Robert Mugabe. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. First-time caller. Been listening for about 18 months.
Welcome, sir.
Who do you think will replace Bolton in the long run?
Well, we need Senator Paul in the Senate, but he's a really good international hand at things. Seems really smart and level-headed and kind of augments Trump's worldview that is very close to mine geopolitically. Who else do you think would be good? I mean, who is there to draw from in the Pentagon who's not a neocon or a Democrat Party hack? Who comes to mind for you? That's a great question.
That's the thing. I can't even think of anyone right now in the intelligence or, like, even the executive office who'd be, or the State Department that would be, that's not an absolute swamp rat.
You know, you got somebody like Tony Schaefer wouldn't be who you, because they say it was only a colonel and too young. But I bet Schaefer, Trump should call Schaefer, because he's dialed into the people that are pro-America, peace through strength, but at the same time don't want to start a world war and aren't psychotic. I think Tony Schaefer, Trump's people ought to contact him and see who he thinks in the officer corps or other areas would be good. We could also get a civilian like Bolton. The problem is most of those come out of Harvard, Yale, or out of the Chicago Business School of Strauss, who believed Hitler was good, just, you know, was racist, so didn't agree with that. That's a great question. I mean, how does Trump draw somebody good when there's almost no one?
Yeah, and the deputy they have behind him, who's going to be the acting director, is pretty much from the military-industrial complex, too. He's President Boeing.
Well, now, what was your point on Bernie Sanders and the left praising dictators?
Did you see Bernie Sanders recently say what you want about China? But they've done more than any other civilization to lift people out of poverty in the last 20 years or so.
I did see that quote, and I meant to play that and forgot to tell the crew. Will you guys find that clip from a few days ago where he said, that's when I saw it, he said, China has done more to lift people out of poverty than any other civilization. That's exactly what David Rockefeller wrote in 73 when Mao died, praising it, saying the Great Leap Forward and everything was wonderful. It killed 85 million people. And then the New York Times praised it again. The story's on Infowars.com, calling him one of history's greatest revolutionary figures. Totally disgusting. Thank you so much for the call. Lori in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
I was wondering, do you think that
Donald Trump is, President Donald Trump is going to do anything about the red flag laws. I can't believe Lindsey Graham is actually pushing for that. Do you think he'll do anything?
Well, it starts destroying due process. Some of these red flag laws are just more attention to people that actually make threats. And so they're just passing a law to say, follow the law. Kind of like Congress is trying to pass the Born Alive Act. There's already laws saying don't kill a born baby. They're trying to pass a law so seven states that have passed these laws on red flags will stop killing babies after they're born. Some of the same seven states have passed the red flag laws that are very draconian and kill due process. So, yes, we need to see that battled through the courts, and the Supreme Court needs to overturn that. And Trump certainly doesn't need to be signaling support for it. He's reversed support for it once he found out what it was, and then it wouldn't have saved anybody. So that's good news. But now they've repackaged it again as digital red flag surveillance through big tech to take guns. So they're definitely pushing the end of due process.
Well, that's good to hear.
It is good that Trump is, at least for now, saying he doesn't support us. But it shows what they're pushing. What do you think about Trump and his inability to get them to get him the funding he needs to actually build 2,000 miles of wall? They've only built 160 miles. They just got funding for another 160-plus out of $3-plus billion of Pentagon money. I mean, I don't think you can really criticize Trump because he's got the courts and Congress blocking him, and I think he's done what he could so far.
Yeah, exactly. And if we, if America would have that money that Obama gave to Iran in the middle of the night when we were all sleeping, I mean, he would easily have the money for the wall.
Great point, Lori. Thank you for the call. You know, that's really it, is that we've seen trillions given in foreign aid in the last few decades. And then we can't have $20 billion to build the wall. That's what it's going to cost. Trump says he's getting $20 billion to build it one way or the other. There's a few years ago, it was going to be $12 billion. Now it's $20 billion. Whatever, folks. They're assaulting sovereignty. The UN says we can't have a border. We need it as a symbol of sovereignty. It needs to be done. And you put the Army Corps of Engineers in there and declare a proper national emergency, a real one, you can do it. Because when your border's being overrun, that's a national emergency in the Constitution. And that's the executive branch and the military's mission is to secure that border. And Trump's been trying to call them home from Afghanistan and places to build the damn thing. We spend $90 billion a year for 18 years. It's about to be 19 in Afghanistan. It's $1 trillion now. $1 trillion, but we can't get $20 billion for the damn wall. Excuse my French. Let's go to Misty in West Virginia. Misty, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Thanks for calling.
Okay, first of all, I've been listening since 2008.
Thank you.
And you've been a big part of my life. I homeschooled my children. All three are listeners, and they all purchased your great product.
Thank you.
I want to do a product plug quickly because they've been life-changing. I've suffered from chronic pain and a lot of chronic health problems. And the fish oil, I sleep like a baby. I use the B12, the X2, the natural deodorant, the super glue, the oxy powder. Amazing, because I spent over a decade on high doses of pharmaceuticals for chronic pain. So thank you for your great product. So my question, in reference to the 50 state and territory launched this massive joint probe into Google. We know that Google's attorneys are extremely familiar with handling antitrust probes by now. So my question was, how do the attorney generals decide to initiate this sort of probe, all at one time? I mean, because it just seems suspicious to me because this has been going on. They publicly confirmed in July the antitrust division was digging into a widespread concern. So I'll...
Misty, don't hang up because this is one of those times where I can absolutely answer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, you learn it here first. We've been saying that Bolton was going to be out soon, that he was the main suspect going back to last year and this year for sabotaging the peace deal with North Korea, and that he's been the leaker on some of the other things, trying to keep us in Afghanistan, trying to keep us in Syria, and a lot of other messes that we've been in for almost 20 years. Syria that Obama engineered and got us into on the side of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. A caller, we're going to go to her in a moment, Misty just brought up, why are all attorney generals doing it at once? What's going on? Well, I've got the answer to that with this whole antitrust situation that's so critical for all of our free speech, for not being spied on, breaking these companies up and getting them to behave in an Americana fashion, not a Chi-Com fashion, is critical because that fight's going on over the heart and soul over it. Imagine big tech and the infrastructure as a woman, and you've got China, the thug, battling with America to basically kidnap her and run off down the street with her over his shoulder. But that's coming up in a moment. But you heard Misty in the last segment bring up how good she sleeps on fish oil or krill oil. And Randall Wilhite wrote the Texas Family Code the last decade or so, the last four or five legislatures every 2 years. Certify, he codifies it all, and his name is put on the Family Code. You just pull up Texas Family Code, says Randall B. Wilhite on there. He's the top family law lawyer in Texas, really smart guy, very patriotic, very Christian. He's a UT professor, good friend of mine. And he's had to go to the UT sleep study. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. But for years, he stayed up all night. He used to be Racehorse Haynes' protege. He was as good a criminal lawyer at one time as Racehorse Haynes. He just couldn't handle it anymore. He said he got sick of it, this family law. And he stayed up so many nights not sleeping that he got to where he can't sleep. Nothing worked. Not sleeping pills, none of it. He took knockout with valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin, and five other ingredients that are all natural, and he started sleeping again. Got a 91% review rate, 4.5 stars. Now, this is all herbal. It's all natural. Some batches are stronger than others. Some batches, one pill not showing your butt. Some batches, two do it. But my wife's had trouble sleeping. And after she probably was on it, because we've been together, I've been, you know, divorced 5 years. I met her right after I was getting divorced during the divorce. I've been with her 6 years. She's been taking it about 4 years. And she said, about a year ago, she says, it stopped working. And I said, well, it's a chemical thing. And so if you're still drinking all this caffeine, doing all this stuff, yeah, it's chemical. You got to get off of it a while. She went off it a few months. It works again. But I'm telling you, I told Wilhite again about a year into it. He said, yeah, it's still working pretty good, but why isn't it working as good? And I said, well, you had chemical imbalances, obviously, and problems. These chemicals flipped it back the other way. But whatever's going on in your body, you know, after a while, it doesn't work anymore. Everybody knows that about drugs or, in this case, Mother Nature. But I said, start taking fish oil. And let me tell you, folks, when I remember to take fish oil and knock out, I have incredible dreams. I sleep from 10 at night till 6 in the morning. When I don't, I'm waking up at 3 a.m. and working from that point and fried by the time I get to work. So I cannot tell you enough how these products work together. The krill oil, the fish oil, ours is the best, but you know, any of it out there is good. Things like knockout. Nobody decided to put all eight known natural ingredients to make you sleep better, from valerian root to L-tryptophan to melatonin in one bottle. And again, you'll build a tolerance to it. You know, it's true. First time you take knockout, you know, one pill, I was like, whoa, what the hell? 6 months later, I got to take two. But then I bring the fish oil in. A lot of nights don't even need the knockout to get that dead sleep that's so refreshing, so delicious, where you don't want to get out of bed. You know, when you've had bad sleep, it's easy to get out of bed. So I'm going to quit plugging. They're great products. You should sign up for AutoShip once you see how great they are. Get an additional 10% off. And never forget to support the broadcast. Without you, we will be shut down. With your help, we'll keep fighting through. So thank you. Going back to Misty. Misty, the Attorney General, and Robert Barnes has been in on some of this as well. He'll be in there next hour. The Attorney General Barr, at Trump's behest, met with Ken Paxton, who's heading up the 50 Attorney Generals. And so this is a coordinated effort through Trump, so that the states are doing it, so he can point and say, look, the states are doing it, that'll then augment a federal approach that we're told will be announced within 2 weeks to a month. And there's a big article on Infowars.com, report Trump set to take action on big tech censorship. And it goes, now, this better happen, because they've been sandbagging the president, blocking him. The state approaches are very good so far. They're very serious. People understand how bad these people are for business, how they're monopolies, how they've lied to Congress, how they're stealing elections, how they're sabotaging state elections. So there's real will to do this. Plus, the EU and the CHICOMs are already regulating it. And so by us not coming in with prohibitive regulations, saying don't regulate, we let China come and run our system. And that argument I put forward is the proper argument, is the truthful argument, I can tell you, has affected Congress. I had three separate law firms prepare documents, get them to the president the last 2 years. That was one of the last straws, was when the chief of staff, Kelly, discovered that I had a top D.C. law firm that's done work with the president. I'll leave it at that. Send them a report that I paid for. So I'm not bragging, but let me tell you, we're on the job here. We're fighting hard for our own future, your future. So I can see how all fit you together, and it looks weird, and, you know, who knows, and should the states mess up the federal action? I'm told by high-level sources that's not the case. We'll certainly find out. What do you think?
Well, that's why I asked you. I don't know what to think anymore. I think a lot of us I guess have always kind of like fallen into that left-right paradigm ideology have found like this new hope that Trump may be the one that will make things, you know, will bring change. But it's really disheartening. You know, I live in West Virginia. I just recently moved back a couple of years ago, but I was born here. To see third world living conditions here in this state, we have communities that have no running water and sewer running straight into the riverway.
No, I understand. Yes. American infrastructure is shutting down while Chinese infrastructure explodes. We were sold out. Trump is trying to make a better deal. He is trying to reverse it. But he's been a day late and a dollar short because of the time he got in. He is definitely the guy putting the foot in the door, but it's really up to us. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. You're absolutely right. It's just devastating what's been done by design by the elites. The average person in New York's great. The average person in L.A. is great. But the elites on the coastlines call us scum, call us idiots, bitter clingers, and they have shut our resources off to bring us under their control. And now they admit, the Federal Reserve says, we'll bankrupt the economy to teach Trump. And these Hollywood people say, we need a depression to teach these Midwesterners and these Texans. While people from their states flee to us because we're in better position than they are. Except for the elites and their $100 million penthouses. We need America to come together against the globalists and against these billionaires that don't pay taxes. And then sell us Bernie Sanders telling us get rid of the middle class. These people know what they're doing. They're monsters. All right, let's go to Matt in California. Says he was at the border last week. Saw the wall. Your take on the wall. The Border Patrol said we need these high traffic areas that are like Swiss cheese rebuilt. That makes sense. Like if the drawbridge is blown up and the main gate's blown off, and the king says to the troops, what do you need? Fix the main gate first, then fix the other holes. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it looks great to me. Everything I can see down there, miles and miles and miles down in TJ and all the way out east, the big, big, nice wall. And it's kind of crazy because I went down there for a vacation, actually, believe it or not. It's kind of fun down there. And used to be that there was like a giant shanty town of like corrugated iron stapled together and just patched together with, you know, graffiti all over it. And now, for whatever reason, it doesn't even appear that they're graffitiing it, because maybe they recognize that it actually looks, you know, better than what they had before, and it's kind of a nice situation. What Trump should do is forget about buying Iceland. He should buy Baja, man. That place is sick.
It sure is nice. Baja is amazing. And expanding on that, all the whales and stuff on the coast, I've been there once. It's beautiful. We need Greenland because of all the natural gas, all the oil. We could probably get a deal for nothing. Eisenhower wanted to buy it. So did Harry Truman. And it's just absolutely critical. And that's how we expanded our country, was buying it. So they're like, Trump's crazy. He says we ought to breathe oxygen. Ho, ho, ho. I mean, they just attack everything he does. But, yeah, one reason they're not spray painting it is you use half as much resources and it slats. So it's basically like bars. And so that's another reason that they're not graffitiing it, is because the graffiti doesn't really show up as well.
Yeah, I have another thing. I wonder if there's a way that we could make precedent that, you know how when you get a new phone, you port your contact over and you port your phone number over?
Yes.
Is there a way that we could do that with social media? To where
Hold on, elaborate on like this. I want to hear this. I want to hear this when we come back. This sounds like an interesting idea. And then Robert Barnes in the studio. We'll talk to Casey, Joshua, Tad, and everybody else.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.